Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the color white. Now that the land is covered in snow, it's a good time to consider the color white. White has so many meanings, easily more meanings than any other color. And white is unique because it is the only color that has a polar opposite, which is the color black. So, to fully understand and appreciate the color white, we need to also become acquainted with the color black. White is the color that represents light and the sun. It is the color of day. White is used to signify purity and is associated with so many things deemed good that we tend to use white to represent goodness itself. Thus, in old cowboy movies, the good guys wore white hats, and in fairy tales, the hero was often the white knight. Because of its link to purity and goodness, the color white came to represent spirit and morality. It became the color of spiritual authority, often worn by clergy. In Eastern philosophy, white is the color of the crown chakra, the seat of cosmic consciousness, our connection to divine intelligence, as well as our own intelligence. Therefore, white is also the color of all things relating to the mind, what the mind produces, such as art, poetry, music, and philosophy. And since it is symbolically the color of the sun, which ushers in each new day, white is also the color of new beginnings. To more fully appreciate the color white, however, we need to examine its polar opposite, the color black. A polarity consists of two halves which are mutually dependent upon one another to maintain their completeness. Like the well-known yin-yang symbol, white and black perpetually cycle each other to sustain their dynamic whole. Neither color can express itself completely without the other. When we examine white and black together, we discover new dimensions in both colors. White arises from black, for instance, just as the brilliant white diamond is created out of black carbon, just as the light of day is born of the dark of night. Esoteric color theory describes black as the color of absorption, the in-breathing energy that draws all into itself, pulling in all the unwanted, outworn, no longer needed stuff so it can be reformed and prepared to be born again. White is the exhaled breath for speaking and expressing our thoughts. Inhale black, exhale white in a perpetual cycle of creation and recreation. Black is also the color of esoteric wisdom and the unconscious mind. Enveloped in the color black, we can go deep within. But what use is the wisdom we gain from that hidden realm of black if we do not bring it to the conscious realm of white? Black and white must work together. Otherwise, black just molders into itself, and white lacks focus and direction. Tonight, under the waning moon, wrap yourself up and step outside for a moment to experience the dramatic contrast and the interdependence of white and black in your own backyard. The white of the snow is made more dazzling by the black of the night, and the darkness seems more accessible because of the brilliant white on the ground. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.